This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, May 16, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News that Massachusetts is now drought-free, and those charged with monitoring and caring for the Ipswich River hope it sustains its recent recovery. After dry summer months that killed off a lot of the river's wildlife, the river currently has above-average flow, according to the executive director of the Ipswich River Watershed Association. The removal of that drought declaration comes nearly a year after the U.S. Drought Monitor last reported the state drought-free on May 31, 2016. Brian Fuchs of the National Drought Mitigation Center is quoted as saying there are still some indicators of long-term dryness in the region, but the most recent wet pattern has eliminated all drought concerns for the time being. More in this story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. There is some good development news in Lynn. Bill Newell has the story.
Rick, the prospects of financing a new waterfront neighborhood improved late last week after a developer agreed to spend more than $1 million to expand the MBTA's River Works commuter rail station at General Electric in Lynn. Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, Charles Patsios, the Swampscott developer who is planning to transform the former General Electric Company Gearworks property into a $500 million project that would include 1,160 apartments, has signed an agreement with the state to improve the modest station. Under the terms of the deal, the Riverworks stop at the Newburyport-Rockport line that is used only for GE workers would be rebuilt to accommodate new residents and the public. It would be paid for by Patsios' company, Linway Associates. Quote, having the Riverworks station available for everyone makes this a truly transit-oriented development, Patsios said. Now we can offer a 15-minute trip into Boston on the commuter rail and create a tremendous opportunity for people to discover Lynn at much less cost. In exchange for usage rights, the developer has agreed to build an accessible station in compliance with the American Disabilities Act and improve access to the platforms, in addition to paying for construction and the cost to maintain new buildings. The developer has agreed to start a transportation improvement fund with a $500,000 deposit. The proceeds would be used for the transportation improvements in the Riverworks, and developers for future projects will be asked to contribute. There's much more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, sir. Thank you, Bill. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, Danvers Town Meeting tackled 45 articles Monday night, passing a home rule petition to the state legislature to create up to 10 additional liquor licenses and increased the town's demolition delay by law to protect historically significant buildings. After a roll call of 123 members in the auditorium of Danvers High School, veterans led the meeting in the Pledge of Allegiance and the Danvers High a cappella group Falcon Eyes performed. Finance Committee member and former selectman David McKenna was applauded for his 17 years of service on the committee. Article 7, which passed, authorizes the town to petition the state legislature for 10 additional pouring licenses. The meeting did so with no discussion. Article 8 also dealt with alcohol, and it passed. This article was meant to further the use of the Danvers Senior Center, the Peabody Institute Library, and Endicott Park by allowing for the granting of one-day liquor licenses for scheduled catered events. More on that story written by Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com, local school superintendents have alerted parents to their concerns about a new series, 13 Reasons Why, which is centered around a teenage girl's suicide. According to a description of the Netflix show, based on a novel by the same name, after high school students Hannah Baker's suicide, a classmate receives a series of tapes explaining the 13 reasons why Baker chose to carry out the act. Lynn Superintendent Dr. Catherine C. Latham wrote in a letter home to parents, while viewing the series, young children and teenagers could interpret the message that suicide is a viable or romanticized option. Dr. Latham said the series has several shortcomings. There is no mention of mental and behavioral health treatment options. The notion of suicide is glamorized. There are no examples of help-seeking by the teens portrayed in the series. There are several scenes depicting serious trauma, including rape, bullying, alcoholism, fights, and suicide, in which the teens do not seek help or resources. and the graphic portrayal of Hannah's actual suicide was unnecessary and potentially harmful to young people facing challenges. Much more on this story in today's Item Live, story written by Gayla Colley. The Gloucester School System will be holding an informational meeting this week regarding Internet online safety. Superintendent of Schools Richard Sapphire sent the following notice out on Monday evening.
Good evening. This is Richard Sapphire, Superintendent of Schools, calling to remind parents and guardians of the very important presentation on online and Internet safety for children taking place this Wednesday night in the O'Malley Innovation Middle School Auditorium beginning at 7 o'clock. Some of the topics to be discussed include children's most common misconceptions and mistakes, how to engage your children often about online safety, internet rules for parents to consider for their children, mistakes commonly made by parents that increase children's risks, how can parents send the right messages to their children, and understated risks for children using technology. We expect this to be a very powerful and helpful presentation and hope that many of you will come out on Wednesday night to the O'Malley Innovation Middle School Auditorium beginning at 7 o'clock. Thank you and good night.
Mary Marcos writes in today's Gloucester Times, parking kiosks will soon replace the old quarter eaters on school and main streets in Rockport, but the rates and locations remain to be seen. The issue of where to place the new parking kiosks and how much drivers will be charged will be finalized when selectmen meet Tuesday night. The public will have the opportunity to weigh in. The Rockport Department of Public Works and local police have cooperatively determined where they think the kiosks would be placed. So the parking meter hearing is in Conference Room A at Rockport Town Hall, 35 Broadway. And again, that is Tuesday, May 16 at 7 p.m. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. High school baseball from yesterday. It was Everett over Lynn English, 3-1. The Danvers baseball team defeated Malden 16-4 to improve to 12-2 on the year. St. Mary's fell to Archbishop Williams 2-1. The Spartans fall to 10-6 on the season. In softball, Danvers beat Malden 12-0. The Falcons 11-3 now on the season. Girls lacrosse from yesterday, it was Marblehead 17, Gloucester 5, and Swampscott was a winner over Winthrop 18-9. Boys lacrosse, St. John's Prep 11, Catholic Memorial 7. Bishop Benwick High School has hired Tony Enos as their next boys soccer coach. That's sports. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.